Okay. Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Denise Coder, a friendly, familiar face and voice to many of you. And Denise is the site manager for Cass County Home Care, and that includes hospice. So good morning to you, Denise.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Denise, we need to talk about mostly about women today. That doesn't mean if we have some men listeners, they should turn us off, because remember, they have women in their lives that they care for. But there are some opportunities for women to do some things to take care of themselves. So let's talk about those opportunities.
We're very excited about this. Annually, we receive funding from the Iowa Department of Public Health to coordinate women's health screenings. Breast exams, pap smears, mammograms, some cardiovascular screenings. And we get that allocation in July. And we received notification a few weeks ago that we're receiving an additional allocation. And so we have more resources available to serve area women. So we want women to know about that. We have to use this funding or these slots by the end of March. So it's very important that women hear this message now and take action if you're a woman who needs to. In essence, what it means is that women who need to have a pap smear, an office visit, breast exam, mammogram, cardiovascular screenings can give us a call. Whether you have insurance or not, some of our funding is tied to income, some of it's not. So we want everyone to know if you're in need of these services and you know you need them and you haven't had them, you need to give us a call, particularly if money is an issue. And for some people, even if you have insurance, some people have high deductibles, or some insurances don't cover these services right off the bat. You have to satisfy your deductible or have a copay. We can help out in all of those situations.
Okay. And when you say women in the area, we're not just talking about Cass County. We need to make sure that anybody, any woman listening and has this need should contact you.
Yeah, we serve women throughout Southwest Iowa. Our region serves, I think, more than 10 counties. So probably if you're in the KJN listening area, you are eligible through our program.
Okay. And how do they contact you, Denise?
Well, Carla Akers is the coordinator of this program, and she's got a direct phone number, so women can call 243-7443 to get enrolled into the program.
And if we looked in the phone book, that number won't be there. What would we look and under the phone, in the phone book?
It would be Cass County Home Care. And we have a different, like a general phone number that comes into the building, and that's 243-8006. So either way, you would get to Carla.
Okay, very good. So let's talk about this, because some people are saying, well, I don't need those. Kind of, what are the guidelines if you haven't had a mammogram, if you haven't had a pelvic exam, you haven't had some of these things? What are the guidelines that saying, hey, you really should think about this?
Well, I know there's been a lot of information lately out there about what's recommended for women. And so, first of all, you and your physician know best what's good for you. So that's always a good place to start with the conversation. But, you know, a lot of women have not seen a physician in years. And that's a good thing, because in general, they believe themselves to be pretty healthy. But our bodies are really neat machines, because they can mask what's going on inside of us for a very long time. And so without these screenings and things on a regular basis, things can be happening inside of you that you're not really aware of or don't evidence themselves until it's late. And then, of course, you have less of a chance for a good outcome if you wait that long. So in general, with a mammogram, we recommend that women start having mammograms at age 40. Certainly, if you have family history, that would impact that date. If you have family history, it may be earlier than that. And then generally, we recommend a mammogram every year for women once they hit age 40. Again, that's a conversation to have with your physician. But then ideally, a woman would be seeing their physician annually for an exam. Some women who've had several normal pap smears in a row may not need a pap smear every year. Some women who have had issues with pap smears may need pap smears every year. So it's not unusual to see women who are getting them every year, or women who can wait and do one every third year. That's pretty routine as well. But the key information there is, just because you hit a certain age doesn't mean that you shouldn't have pap smears anymore. Really, there's only one group of women who probably don't need pap smears anymore, and that's women who've had total hysterectomies who do not have a cervix. but they still need to have a pelvic exam. So the message here is you need to be engaging with your provider on a regular basis.
And when you said kind of any age, I think some women, when they get to be a certain age, I don't know whether that's 65, 70, 75, they go, oh, I'm healthy and I don't need to do that anymore.
I think somehow we do get to that conclusion, and probably you do that because you may have been pretty faithful in getting your pap smears and mammograms up to then. You figure haven't had any problems, but really, especially with breast cancer, your risk increases with age. So it's really important that you continue to have those screenings on a regular basis, mammograms. And of course, once you hit 65, for most people, they have Medicare Part B, and that will begin covering your mammograms. So the insurance or the cost issue really should not be there for women at that age. But
okay, for one of the programs, I think there are some income guidelines. Do we need to be concerned about that? Because we're saying that no matter what your income, if you have a need, that you need to check in and say what's available for me. So are those income guidelines important?
Well, some of our funding is tied to income and some of it's not. So the important message we want women to know is, you know, if you feel like you have a financial issue with paying for a mammogram, that you definitely call us and we can visit with you about what your situation is and put you, match you in essence, with the best resource for you and your needs. You know, someone will call and say, you know what, I did have a pap, you know, a few months ago, but for some reason my doctor didn't recommend to have a mammo, or I was supposed to get one and didn't because I knew it'd be too expensive or whatever. So, we've been in this business quite a while. This program's been around for almost 20 years. And so we're kind of used to knowing or used to listening to women and kind of matching them with what resources they need to fit their needs at that time. Mm-hmm.
Well, this we've been talking specifically about the mammograms, the pap smears, those kinds of things. But in general, your business here, home healthcare, covers a lot of services and a lot of other kinds of concerns with prevention, especially. So this is a good resource if people have questions about health in general.
That would be true. Cass County Home Care is the local public health entity, and public health is all about prevention and trying to get people to, you know, practice those behaviors that will prevent disease, because we know that investment in prevention really pays off in the long run. And so, yes, if you have a need that you can't seem to fulfill in a way, or have a question about, you know, for instance, we've got our tobacco prevention and control program. You know, we still have a fair amount of smokers, and we have resources for smokers too. So, you know, if you have a health need that you're not able to meet in any other way, we welcome you to give us a call and talk to one of our public health nurses or public health staff members that can maybe help you match your particular health need or issue with, you know, resources that we may know are out there for you. Mm-hmm.
And there are many people in our community, in that big area, across the state, wherever, that are caring for their parents or other elderly who may not know where to turn and just accept a situation rather than saying, well, maybe there's some help out here I could get. So I'm thinking you could also be a resource of information there. You may not do all the work, you may, but you would be a resource information person.
Yeah, you know, families have changed a lot, and it is difficult, I know, to care for a loved one that's in a situation that's new, you know, not encountered before. A lot of families we see don't live close to each other anymore, and so reaching out and trying to identify resources in a community that can, again, match needs. You know, you mentioned we have other services in our department, and you're right. You know, we've got our home care and our hospice program. We do receive funding from the state to provide some of those services on a sliding fee scale. As a local public health entity, we do most of those kinds of services either free or on a sliding fee scale, when no other insurance is available or present. So, again, I think the message here is if you have a need that you're not able to find a resource for, it's important just to pick up the phone and make that call and identify, you know, we can help you match you to those resources.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that number is 712-243-8006, and the person who answers the phone can get you to the right person. We want to thank you very much, Denise Coder, who's site manager for Cass County Home Care, for being with us today, and I know we'll be visiting with you again. And in the meantime, women, if you haven't had those checkups, get your phone call made to get one scheduled for you. Until next time, here's a thought. Some people try to turn back their life's odometers. Maybe not such a good idea. You want people to know why you look the way you do, where you've traveled a long, long way, and some of those roads weren't paved. It's